Laszlo, thanks so much for the time. As I said, this is the first time in 10 years you've defeated the Lansing program, but I want to start with the boys who made it happen, and I want you to try and describe to me the emotions that they felt when it was solidified that they took down the defending state champs and a team that's really been a rival the last few years.
They were really feeling well. They were on cloud nine. They just, you know, several of them, how does that feel? Do you like it? And they're like, I love it, coach. I love it. So, you know, it's a feeling that we want to keep replicating because now they know what it takes and what it means. And hopefully they then want to go forward and keep that coming game after game after game.
You always end up sending out recaps of your matches. And you mentioned in last night's that your young and varsity experience and the jitters were all part of the first half. So what changed? What clicked so that disappeared and the dominance came about?
Well, I think that was really about halftime. We talked, and the first thing I said to them is, hey, guys, you know, I expected this. We were going to leak a goal because we're young, we're not experienced, but I think you got that past you, and it's time to move forward and to be positive. And then I asked, you know, what are three things we're going to do in this half to overcome everything? And they were so positive about, oh, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. So then they went out and they did. And I think that, you know, it calmed them down and it made them focus on the task at hand as opposed to, oh, we gave up a goal.
What do you feel like tactically they did and they accomplished the most in the second half that eventually led to the one-score win?
I think the biggest thing we did is we pressed pretty well. I know we played a slightly higher line than usual. And that's risky because they have a lot of speed. But, you know, we got away with it. And we tried to possess the ball better in the second half. The first half, we gave the ball away unnecessarily way too many times. And so that's why I think when they started to calm down, they made better passes. And they didn't dribble quite as much as well was another piece of the halftime thing. So I was really pleased with how they refocused, and as the game went on, I'm like, Coach, we're going, and we got a goal. And one of the kids said, "Do we go to overtime?" I said, "No, we're going to win this now." And they went out and worked, and they did. So I'm really pleased with what they did last night.
That's awesome. Laszlo Engel, head coach of the Dryden boys soccer team, our guest here on BTL, getting a 2-1 win against the Lansing Bobcats last night. I was chatting with Dan Doherty, our play-by-play broadcaster here, and he basically said, Casey Phillips is a wizard out there. How would you describe his play and what's made him so effective this season? Is obviously he scored both goals, including the game winner with 55 seconds left to go in the match.
Well, I would say in the offseason, you know, he plays for a high-level team, but he practices on his own almost every day. I mean, you know, he has a bag of balls from our team, and he goes down and he shoots constantly. He's constantly working on improving his game. You know, he puts himself through obstacle courses before he shoots. So, you know, it helps with the balance. It helps with moving the ball. So he really has improved significantly since last year, and he was pretty good last year too.
Yeah. You mentioned how you moved the back line up a little bit more. I'm assuming that was the game plan going into the game, or was that some adjustment that you guys made early on in the contest? Because you held Lansing to just 6 total shots, and that's a pretty low number for a team that's usually kind of a high-flying offense.
Well, we did plan on keeping it a bit higher. We knew they would. Their biggest thing is they go down the flank.
Yeah,
and so I had to make one change to counter their speed a little bit, and that made a big difference too. And so we covered the second ball, and that's how we got away with playing the high line. So
with last night's win, you remain unbeaten on the season. It's got to be a big confidence booster taking down the reigning Class C New York State champs and a team that's always played well in the IAC. But what does that do when it comes to this winning streak, knowing that you're racking up the wins, some of them pretty lopsided, but you're always coming out on top and in the win column?
Well, it's great knowing that we still have it. But I think the most important thing is we look at every game as our next game is, and we don't look past it.
Oh.
And this is what we're going to do in practice today to get ready for tomorrow. And that's the way we've been focusing all year. You know, some of those games were a little bit easier than we expected, but we just kept working towards the next game. So that's the focus.
What has been your biggest takeaway of this team now that we're about a third of the way through the season?
I think some of our inexperienced players and some of the younger inexperienced players have started to really step up and make an impact in our games. And I'm very pleased with their progress. We had a couple kids steal starting positions because nobody had anything locked, really. A couple, but then there was open positions. And even last night, you know, it's kind of like I got 14, 15 starters on the bench, you know, including the bench, and I can move them around. And we just kept shifting, figuring out how the better matchups, and it paid off for us.
We're chatting with Lazlo Engel, head coach of the Dryden boys soccer team, coming off a big 2-1 win against Lansing last night. Who is a new face that is really exceeded expectations, somebody who's maybe playing a role in some capacity, who's really shined so far?
Well, I think we have more than one. Certainly, I think of Gage Hinckley. He's playing outside back, and he came into the season not thinking he's going to start. And he's like, "Coach, I want to be a starter." And I said, "Well, make that a priority. Make it a goal." And so he worked hard at it, and I got him on the field and in that space, and he's held on to it. Nobody's knocked him off it, and so it's given me an extra defender that I can use somewhere else that can also play midfield. And last night, he won back his spot, and somebody else got moved to another spot to win. So, the competition to win a spot is really pretty high, and I think that it pays off for everybody, but certainly I think Gage has really stepped up to the plate.
Do you feel like a win like last night's, obviously it's a big confidence booster, but what does it say for the rest of your conference schedule and sectionals coming up as well? Because obviously you play in the higher classification in Class B. What does last night do for the rest of the season, you think?
Well, I think that prepares us for sectionals more than anything else. Yeah. That, you know, we really want to do well in sectionals. And to be able to do that, we need that kind of competition. And playing, you know, a state champion like that and holding up and actually coming away with the win and building our confidence, that's the way we need to go into sectionals, you know, with the expectation, with the desire, and wanting to go forward and keep winning. So,
well, Lazlo, it was an unbelievable finish last night. It's been a tremendous start for you and the boys. Congratulations on the big win and the heck of the start to the season. Thanks so much for stopping by, BTO. We'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.